CBS hides Biden's huge border inflow in July. By Neil Monroe on August 1, 2024. CBS News is declaring a border win for President Joe Biden by touting a claimed drop in border arrivals in July. While it hides the continued inflow of another 100,000 invited economic migrants into Americans' workplaces and communities. CBS's Colombian-born migration reporter, Camilo Montoya Galvez, claimed on August 1. U.S. Border Patrol agents made roughly 56,000 migrant apprehensions between official points of entry along the U.S.-Mexico border in July, the lowest number since September 2020, when the agency reported nearly 55,000 apprehensions, according to the leaked preliminary Customs and Border Protection data. CBS allowed Biden's pro-migration border chief to claim credit, even as Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns for the White House. This is the product of a number of actions this administration has taken, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said in an interview with CBS News this week. Those actions, Mayorkas noted, include the president's executive action, which restricted asylum in between the ports of entry, cutting out the smugglers. Despite a bipartisan proposal, Congress failed to act. Politics got in the way, and the president took the decisive action of his executive order, Mayorkas told CBS. But the report admitted in the fifth paragraph that those July figures do not include entries at official border crossings, otherwise known as ports of entry, where the Biden administration is processing roughly 1,500 migrants per day through a phone app that distributes appointments to those waiting in Mexico. The inflow of 1,500 per day is roughly 45,000 a month, or 500,000 per year, or 2 million every 4 years. Those migrants are admitted via Mayorkas's CBP-1 cell phone app. That inflow is legally contested, but Mayorkas recently suggested he has the legal authority to raise the CBP-1 inflow, regardless of the civic and pocketbook impact on Americans. The CBS report also buried the monthly airport arrival of roughly 40,000 additional economic migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Mayorkas and his allies describe this as a legal humanitarian parole inflow. That inflow is mentioned in the 16th paragraph, but without any numbers or mention of the pending lawsuits. The addition of the CBP-1 and the CHNB migrants brings White House's monthly inflow up from 56,000 to roughly 140,000, or roughly three times Donald Trump's September 2020 inflow cited by CBS. Mayorkas's monthly inflow of 140,000 adds up to 1.7 million each year, or almost twice the number of legal immigrants set by Congress for each year. Many illegals also sneak across the border. Recent estimates suggest roughly 100,000 migrants sneak across each month. That inflow ensures that Mayorkas is inviting and allowing roughly 3 million migrants every year to cross the border during a claimed crackdown. That massive inflow steers vast wealth away from working Americans and towards investors and Wall Street. The CBS report admitted that Mexico is playing a role in the border reductions by blocking the northward movement of migrants in Mexico. However, Mexico adopted that policy in December to help defeat President Donald Trump in the November elections, and there is little evidence that Mexico will continue the policy after the election. The article also ignores the rising number of people arriving via the official refugee program. More than 60,000 such migrants are being selected and quickly processed by Mayorkas's deputies, often from stable countries. Mayorkas is a pro-migration zealot, and he has opened many loopholes for millions of economic migrants to cross into the United States, and he rejects any criticism of his deadly, elite-backed wealth-shifting policies. We cannot have the rights and the needs of individuals who are seeing humanitarian relief in the United States be exploited for political purposes, he told ABC News on January 1. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has quietly adopted a policy of extraction migration to grow the consumer economy after it helped investors move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, white-collar graduates, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The little recognized economic policy has loosened the economic and civic feedback signals that animate a stable economy and democracy. It has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced Americans' productivity and political clout, slowed high-tech innovation, shrunk trade, crippled civic solidarity, and incentivized government officials and progressives to ignore the rising death rate of discarded, low-status Americans. Donald Trump's campaign team recognizes the economic impact of migration. Biden's unpopular policy is flooding America's labor pool with millions of low-wage illegal migrants who are directly attacking the wages and opportunities of hard-working Americans, said a May statement from Trump's campaign. The secretive economic policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. Similar policies have damaged citizens and economies in Canada and the United Kingdom. The colonialism-like policy has also damaged small nations and has killed hundreds of Americans and thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded Jungle Trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.